welcome back to Central Coast Uncorked.
Hello.
If you are joining us for the first time, welcome.
Hi.
And if you're a regular, thanks for continuing to listen.
Hi again.
We're back. So we occasionally do take vacations. If you're Jamie, you take like 4 vacations every year.
Some of them are work-related.
Still vacations. But anyway, we apologize for being MIA last week. Had some technical difficulties with some of our pre-recordings, so we'll circle back on those. But we are back this week, and we are going to talk.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. We tried to come here once before. Mm-hmm. Did not realize like how hectic it was, like
Tin City block party.
Yes. Yeah. And it was simultaneously not as busy as I expected and way busier than I expected.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't right for recording. But everybody seemed super nice and I'm stoked to be back and taste their wines.
Yeah, and so we got a little like sneak peek preview, if you will, because I think they had a shorter or a condensed flight.
Two wines or maybe three.
Yeah, I think there was like 2 or 3 that we tried. And then we got to talk with one of the owners. I forget her first name, Elena, I believe. And she told us a little bit about their story and all of that. But I'm excited to hear it again. There was a band playing.
Yeah, it was so noisy.
So it was kind of hard to hear. This time around, we're doing their normal tasting experience, which
is reservation only.
Is reservation only. Very easy to go online. I believe they use Talk. So you go online, just search Top Winery, and then it will direct you to the reservation system. It shows you all of the available time slots, and you can pick whichever one works for you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited to try it.
It doesn't ask you to prepay, so I can't tell you all about the tasting fee yet, but I'm sure we will find out.
Yes.
As soon as we go in.
All right. Well, let's go try it.
All right.
It does sound luxurious, but you know, I love entertaining people, and you know, I think the special part about tasting is going home with something, but the most important thing for us at Top is to develop relationships. You know, we like to say we invest in wine, and we invest in people, and so even if I run out of wine, I still hold off a little wine, so I can keep entertaining people. The unfortunate part is that if you like the wine, you can't go home with it. So I always recommend guests, you know, to seek us out. And when we release, definitely get what you need. Because I may not have that inventory for very long, definitely.
Sorry, I love this setup.
I know,
thank
it's great.
You. Yeah. What's so fascinating is that because I'm a girl, everyone thinks I handle a lot of the aesthetics.
isn't that funny?
I definitely, and I do. Hospitality, I handle that. But when it comes to design, my husband's so creative, and I think that's why he's actually a really good winemaker.
Yeah, for sure.
It's his creative ability to put things together. So like our little pamphlets, he designed himself, made them all custom, and when I looked at it, I was like, how did you come up with this?
Yeah.
Because I created an old school pamphlet, you know, like most tasting rooms have, and he created like this nice, beautiful binder. And yours may have some notes from other guests.
Oh, cool.
And I have purposely left them there because I think it's a little time capsule. of some of the notes. Like, that's the book that I absolutely love. She was so enthusiastic about the GSM.
Those are some amazing vineyards that get grapes from.
Definitely. And I can recall, I know the last time you joined us, it was a block party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there was a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And so I don't recall if I shared with you why we named our winery Top.
I don't think so.
We named our winery Top because we wanted something that reminded my husband and I of our childhood. One thing him and I had in common as Latinos was playing with spinning tops. And as we brainstormed for a name for a winery, the irony is that we had some spinning tops on the dining room table. And I think my husband just kind of glanced at it. Mm-hmm. And it was like one of those epiphany moments. Like, we should name it Top after spinning top. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love it. And it'll take on a metaphor balance. Just like a spinny top twirls around, tries to maintain balance. We're trying to achieve that in our wine and in our life. So it's pasta. We get heat, baby. I mean, welcome to Pasta Robles. That means we're going to get a little bit more sugar content than some of the other wine regions. We love that, but it's so important for us to tame that in, highlight the acidity, and that's why we trek down south to Santa Barbara County to get some beautiful wines with acidity, and we really love tannins. So you'll see our wines have a little bit of everything, but nothing overpowering another. Our goal is that if it's balanced, it can age well, and it's also top as a metaphor balance in life. We had corporate careers. We got paid well. Did we love it? No. You know, we loved getting paid. And,
so you could do your hobby.
Exactly. And wine was our hobby. We were wine geeks. We were wine, you know, enthusiasts. We would travel. And we always wished we could do something that we loved and we're passionate about. And so fast forward almost 6 vintages, we're here, we're doing it. That's are doing what we love, meeting really great people along the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So cheers to you guys, to your visit this morning.
Oh, I love these glasses.
I know. I was like, I'm going to be very careful.
They're very durable. You know, I use Zalto at home. And what I appreciate about Zalto is how delicate the stemware is.
Yeah.
And so aromatically, you will always find some beautiful characteristics that are very pronounced. I feel winemaking is art. And if you're an artist and your work is exhibited in a gallery, you would be very mindful of the lighting that your art is portrayed in and the framework.
Oh, yeah, and that's a huge part of it.
Definitely, if wine is art, then why wouldn't we be particular with our glassware?
And so not a coffee mug.
No.
You don't recommend that.
But hey, you know what? If it's a picnic.
That's how I drink in my house.
Is that how you drink it from time to time?
Oh, yeah. It depends on the wine.
It depends on the wine, definitely. But yeah, I've been known to have a... I mean, it's like a custom... like hand-thrown, beautiful vessel of a mug, but it's still a mug.
And it probably has value to you. Me.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. And if I have company over, they don't know what I'm drinking.
If it's 9 a.m., it's coffee, baby. I like your style. Definitely. Hey, but I'm completely okay with using a solo cup for a picnic. You know? I got no shame. Wine is wine. It could be elevated and it could be drank so casual. That's the best part about this industry.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So what I poured for you is our GSM. It's called inertia. So we use laws of physics to go along with our spinning top motif. And inertia is a beautiful GSM blend. We like to say we're master blenders at top. So we don't get enough fruit from one vineyard. We primarily get fruit from quite a few vineyards. Most of our contracts are by the acre. So some vineyards, we only get 1 acre allocation. Some vineyards, we'll get 2. And I think one vineyard, we have up to 3 acres.
Okay.
And so what that does to us is it allows us to blend. We have 10 incredible vineyards. We like to say every vineyard is a piece to the puzzle. You know, like if you look a little piece, it doesn't really make any sense. But when you stand back and you see the portrait, all the pieces together, you're like, wow, all those pieces have value. And the same thing with our vineyard selection. This GSM comes from the Grenache from Jada, so it's 45% from Jada. The Syrah, half of it is from Alta Kalina. We love working with that family.
I know, they're so nice.
They are remarkable human beings, definitely.
They've, like, got me on the hook forever because they always remember my dog.
Oh, okay. So. Well, they're all about doggies, too, definitely. And then another vineyard that we source fruit from is Stoltman. Stoltman is in Ballard Canyon in Los Olivos. They focus on high-density farming. We love the texture coming out of Stoltman. And then we get a little bit of the Mauvais and the Roussanne from Adelaide District. So we really work with growers like Jada, like Alta Kalina, like Stoltman. People who treat their people well, treat the land well.
That's nice. I'm a sucker for stuff like that. I love it. Like, makes my husband crazy.
Definitely. Well, it's important. I don't think we live in days that you can't take the way people treat people away from the business. And that's very important, you know, being kind, being generous, being part of a community. And the reason why we're in Paso Robles is because it's community oriented.
It is, very much so. This is delicious.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So for me, I mean, it's like I could go home and drink a bottle of this while watching The Real Housewives. right now, like, it's perfect. It's super well balanced and easy to drink. In your, like, perfect world, how long do you want me to hang on to it? Like,
absolutely. So I think I would have two responses. My response and my husband, who makes the wine, Stanley Barrios, is my husband and winemaker. Top is a balance between both of our flavor profiles. He likes more Barolo style wines, more tannic wines. You know, like more Pinot Noir, more softer, more feminine, more refined. And so when we created our 16 blends, my husband created some beautiful blends. They had so much power. They had so much structure. But taking a look at the tannin structure, I knew had we gone in that direction, we would have needed to at least wait 2 years to release our wines. We already wait and invest a year and a half or a year worth of bottle age. But there is so much power that I thought we would do ourselves a disservice if we release it prior to 2 years because of the structure. So I went back to my husband, and I'm like, I know you're the winemaker, dude. I'm not trying to replace you. I'm just coming from a different segment of the population. Is there anything you can do to kind of soften and tame this down a bit? And the reality is, a lot of our consumers, they don't age wine.
Yeah.
They buy it and they drink it that week.
Yeah.
You know? And so what he did is he added a little bit of Roussanne. And the Roussanne did three things to our red wines. It increased the aromatics. It increased the viscosity, the texture, the weight of the wine. And it softened our tannins. Our tannins are still there, but it softened it. So I believe with a 2-hour decant that this wine is beautiful right now.
Okay.
And my husband believes that in 12 years, it's going to be tasting phenomenal.
Okay. All right.
So if you have patience, definitely. And we have a vintage chart, which we like to serve as your guinea pig. So check out our website at topwinery.com.
I think that's great. I'm really advocating for winemakers to start putting expiration dates or best buy dates on their wine.
Definitely.
I want to know when I will put it in the temperature controlled wine fridge. Like, I'll do everything you want, and then but you have to tell me when to drink it.
Right.
Like,
definitely.
I'm doing my part, but I dumb it down for me.
I think it's a great thing, you know, to do something like that.
Yeah, I think the more that I've learned about wine during this project, the more I realize, I don't know. So I need help. Like, I really make it like wine for dummies. Like, I want to.
That's gonna be our next venture.
Right. Exactly.
That's what we're coming out with.
I want to be respectful of all the hard work and time and craft that went into making this bottle. So I want to have it when it's best, but I don't know when that is. So I need. So I just want, you know, like this can of soup, a little Best Buy.
Exactly. So you would love our website. We provide you
awesome.
Guidance, and we provide a guidance based off your palate because we understand everyone has different palates.
Cool. I'll have to check it out.
Some folks like wine with primary characteristics, more fruit characteristics, more of a young, and so. We provide the best drinking window if you prefer primary notes. But if you prefer secondary notes that come out with a vintage wine, we'll provide a drinking window on that as well.
That's super smart.
That is awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's the wine geeks in us.
I love it.
Yeah. No, and I think that's perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Definitely.
So when you guys source fruit, what is the most important thing? Is it the certain characteristics you want to find or bring out in that vintage? Or is it how they farm? Do you guys have control over how they farm and
Absolutely.
Everything too?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think the biggest advantage for us at Top is that when we started our wine program, although we had limited experience in winemaking. My husband had 1 year of an internship.
I love it.
Working as a cellar rat, and he was pretty confident that he can do it, that we can launch on ourselves and start a business. But the advantage that we had before 1 year experience is that we had 10 extraordinary years being wine consumers mm-hmm. and traveling globally for wine. Mm-hmm. And so we really got to know wine regions, in particular, you know, Los Olivos, mm-hmm. Longpoc, Santa Rita Hills, and Paso Robles, because we're Los Angeles natives.
Yeah.
So our backyards are those wine communities. And we got to appreciate certain vineyards. And so when we started TOP, we always hoped and prayed that we would get access to the vineyards that we have currently.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have access to those vineyards, it's perfect for us.
Yeah.
I feel like we did our research 10 years prior to us starting TOP, mm-hmm. not realizing mm-hmm. that it was research,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And so we would go to a vineyard. You know, the next wine that we're going to try is our Syrah. And to kind of put that in perspective, it's Syrah that's in cool climate regions. We love working with Slide Hill and Edna Valley because of the characteristic of the wine, that you'll get really ripe characteristic and very high acidity. We love working with Stoltman, the Syrah that we get there, because it has a beautiful texture in their wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried it when we were consumers.
Yeah.
And being able to experience that as producers is extraordinary. And then we have a vineyard called Duverita for our Syrah. It's in Longpoc. It's all on sand. And what's so special about that is the aromatics that you get from the wine. So you're going to get bacon.
Yeah.
You're going to get charcuterie. You're going to get white and black pepper. It's so amazing. It's always the fermentation bin that I most look forward to, like, saying good morning
mm-hmm.
and goodbye to during harvest because of the aromatics. And so we found these vineyard sites that we knew we gravitated to as consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And now the journey was, how do we get them as a producer?
Yeah.
And we got access to most of these vineyards on our third vintage. So we feel
amazing.
Blessed now.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we get those vineyards,
yeah,
is that we
awesome.
Enjoyed the fruit coming out of their vineyard.
Yeah, I like that. But like you spent, you know, 10 years unknowingly researching and then narrowed down, you know, kind of like if I were to do this, I'd want to use this fruit and have this kind of profile as well.
That's what wine's about. When my husband and I started our program in 2014, we were so new to the game. You know, we because we traveled, we essentially knew how we wanted TOP to look and feel like. We knew how our wine, what we wanted to replicate in our wines. I almost feel like my husband's like a little Picasso, 1 year experience. And then he had the intuition, he had the foresight of being able to describe the texture, the aromatics, the structure of the wine. And the other day someone asked him, what are you most looking forward to harvest? Is there a specific varietal? And he's like, not really. But in my brain, I know how I want my wines to smell.
Mm-hmm.
And so I call my picks accordingly to that. I call it because I know how I want it to smell, I know how I want it to feel, and I know how I want it to linger. And so he'll call picks, you know, sometimes a couple of picks on the vineyard to be able to achieve that.
Yeah.
And I ask him, how do you know this? He's like, it's just simple, it's just my intuition. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're intuitive, because my intuition would have never
right.
emulated any of that in my brain. I think I just like to drink wine more than, like,
yeah.
actually the artistic side. But what I do love is the hospitality side.
Yeah.
Treating people like I would want to be treated. Treating people like family.
Yeah.
Creating relationships.
You guys make a good pair then.
Right? Definitely. I'll let him focus on the wine, and I'll focus
yeah.
on relationship building.
This is delicious. He's doing a good job.
This is our Exert, 2016 Exert. And I'm having separation anxiety from both the inertia and the Exert. We just have such a small amount of inventory. I hope to have enough inventory for about the next month and a half. But it appears by, let's see, this is September, October, by November, we'll be completely out of wine.
And then when
wine.
Will you have the next vintage for sale?
So our next release is coming out in October.
Okay.
And that's already spoken for.
Oh,
every
wow.
single bottle
oh, wow.
is spoken for in our growing wine club.
That's amazing. Thank Congratulations.
You.
Yeah.
If you would have asked us, you know, how we would see 2019,
mm-hmm.
we would have never envisioned this. And it's so great that we've had, a little bit of success in building relationships and having people invest in us by signing to our club.
Really
looking forward to their wines 2 times a year.
So, like, next year, do you not have any wine to sell?
I do, yeah. So in the spring, I will have most of the wine is allocated to my wine club as well. I'm contemplating whether or not I have to go to an allocation system, just because the inventory for next year is the same as this year. And I have so many events to do. And I'm always meeting more people, my husband and I, and so many people are talking about us.
Yeah.
And so our customer base is growing.
Yeah.
And so it's a very real possibility that I may only have wine for those that have purchased in the past.
Yeah.
And my growing wine club, definitely.
That's so cool. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. But we're hoping.
Not for people who want to come buy it, but it's awesome for you guys.
But we're hoping to, improve the situation. We're making a little bit more wine this year, so I think we should be making about 1,800 cases. So we got all the yields that we anticipated on earlier this year. It should be about 1,800 cases.
Good.
So currently we're about 1,000 cases. So I think those extra 800 cases will help us be able to have more wine for people.
Are your wines, can we get them anywhere else besides here? Are they in any restaurants or wine shops or anything like that?
Yeah. So the only restaurant that we sell wine continually is Psalm's Kitchen.
Mm.
We love working with Ian Adamo. He's a storyteller, just like us. I think especially with wine, not only are you in love with the vintage, like the 16 vintage is extraordinary, but you become so closely associated with the growers, the people behind the brand, that when you make a purchase, that's really what you're supporting. You're supporting the vintage and you're supporting that brand. And so Ian does such a wonderful job storytelling and highlighting our brand that we love working with him. So at the moment, he's the only one that really gets our wine. I haven't told him, but I will save a little bit of wine so that way he can keep storytelling for me. I didn't tell you what I poured for you. It's called Precession. So you've met Inertia, which is our GSM blend. You met Exert, our Syrah blend, with a little bit of Tannat, a little bit of Roussanne. And Precession, I believe, may be in your tasting pamphlet. This is part of our fall release, so we haven't updated all the pamphlets yet. It's 100% Grenache from the Jada Vineyard. We think Jada Vineyard has some of the most beautiful Grenache on earth. It's dark, it's inky, but it's not inky and being too overpowerful. It's floral, it's got the right amount of texture, it's got the right amount of tannins. So we love working with Jada Grenache. We get, I think, now about 2 acres of Jada Grenache. And this one's done in a couple of different picks. So it's an early pick where we bring in some fruit a little bit earlier to really highlight the acidity. We bring in some fruit a little bit later to really get the ripe characteristics that Paso's known for. And we blend, so even though it's 100% varietal, there's still blending behind it. And that's about 20% new French oak. We don't like to hit Grenache with too much oak.
Mm-hmm.
So we will do usually less than 20%. 20 is usually our highest amount on Grenache. And we named it Precession because Precession is a moment that a spinning top will lose momentum and begin to tip over, which we think it's so fitting for Grenache because the industry standard is to add a little bit of Syrah or Mourvèdre into Grenache. But Grenache will start tasting like Mourvèdre if you add Mourvèdre to it. Or if you add Syrah, the Grenache will start becoming Syrah-like, almost tipping it onto the other skew or the other varietal's DNA. And we want to represent Grenache by itself because this is probably one of our favorite varietals.
Yeah.
And so I hope you're enjoying this true representation of Grenache.
I love Grenache. Yeah, this is delicious. It's very good. Have liked every single one of these.
Yeah. I really like how well balanced they are. And so, the tannic structure, I found, tannins, cat tongue, right? But these were so velvety. When you think about that texture of feeling if you go against the grain on velvet, that's kind of how it felt to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
will take that as a compliment. So thank you so much for that.
It's less cat tongue and more dumpling.
I know, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. And I love your summary of her.
What I'm here for.
You can tell your
She's
best friend for sure, definitely. You two remind me of me and my sister. I have an older sister, and I'm actually going to see her today. And my family's our biggest support fan. At Top, it's just two of us, my husband and I. But when we have events, and I believe you were at the block party, so you might have met my sister and my brother-in-law. They were pouring our second brand name.
Oh, were they
Hood.
Like to the left?
So they were in the main tasting room pouring Hood, which is our second brand.
We didn't go in there, but you did pour us some Hood. Yeah, I think you had like a mix of Hood
definitely.
And Top. Yeah.
And we're actually working on two extra side projects on top of Top. We understand that all the barrels that we make may not fit our Top standard. Mm-hmm. We have really high standards. We have so many people that believe in us and commit into our wine club. The last thing we want to do is deliver in the quality of wine. So my husband's very, very particular with every barrel making the top cut. Mm-hmm. But if he feels this falls a little short, a little shy of the top profile, he'll declassify that barrel. And some vintages we may have one barrel, some vintages we'll have two barrels. On a different vintage we may have like up to three barrels the most. And so we created a second brand name, Hood. My husband's last name is Barrio.
Oh,
like
that one has
like
the graffiti.
The graffiti, yeah. Because we're both Angelenos.
Really yeah.
And then we're working on another project, and it really brings awareness of the camaraderie between Paso Robles. We're working with Tyler Russell of Cordonnel. We're working with Edgar of Bottega de Edgar.
Yeah.
So we're working with two other incredible winemakers and who are our dear fans. We created a wine project called the 333 Wine Project. We are focusing on Grenache. So study of Grenache, three vintages. We're highlighting three different vineyard sites.
Cool.
The most amazing thing is it's not a competition between the winemakers. It's a love and passion for bringing awareness to this little grape varietal that's not known too well in California or the U.S.
Yeah.
And really highlighting what Grenache can do if someone treats it 100% whole cluster. Mm-hmm. Someone treats that Grenache with, 30% whole cluster. Someone treats the Grenache with no whole cluster. So every winemaker gets one bin or two bins. We source either an acre or 2 acres. We'll divide that acre between the three winemakers. The only variable is the winemaker.
So how do we get a hold of this?
Go onto our mailing list. It's called the333wineproject.com. I can tell you if Top is running out, that program is scarce because we all have fan base within the three wineries.
Right.
And our production is so tiny.
The 333 Wine Project.
Project, exactly. And it would be cool if you guys have the guys together in an interview in the near future.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I will work on that for you.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Definitely.
So my other question I remembered, I forgot for a minute, but the Grenache that we're tasting here, is it the same Grenache that goes into the GSM?
Great question. It absolutely is.
Okay.
So it's the same Grenache, and I like to finish off the day with Grenache, something light, something that's not coiling. And so this is a beautiful representation of Grenache, and if you like this Grenache, you'll love the GSM because there's a common theme.
Right.
And if you love the GSM, the inertia, you'll love the Grenache because of the common theme.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the Top artwork is so amazing. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, do you guys do your own artwork? Or?
So we invested in a firm. We hired a firm in Utah that specializes in brand identity.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we knew as consumers, what I disliked a little bit about the wine market is that sometimes the bottle labels, same business, but the labels were so night and day, so I didn't know it was the same cohesive business.
Yeah.
And so we invested early on in getting a firm to design our label designs. And I kind of jokingly say that I had to sell a kidney to be able to get I was very close. But you know what's been so rewarding?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
It's a wonderful firm called Kevin Contrail Studios. He's based in Utah. And it was really interesting working with him. I know he's a great designer. But I'm talking wine lingo to him, and he has, like, no wine lingo experience.
Yeah.
And then I kind of put one and one to get to. I was like, okay, he's from Utah. He's totally Mormon. He
no
doesn't
wine
drink.
Okay,
I'm
like,
you like, you know, no, I get it. There
he's
was
like, no, I don't get it.
There was, like, a little part in me that I was like, oh, my gosh, he doesn't, I don't think he hurt my pleasure. I don't think he understands our vision for our wine. But then we stepped back from the equation and said, I don't think you need to know about wine to be able to deliver aesthetically great design.
Yeah.
And so he guaranteed us, he's like, as you know, I don't drink wine.
Yeah.
But I heard you guys, and I will deliver on the design aspect.
Yeah.
And that put us at
ease. And he
did. Oh, my gosh. And he's a delight to work with. He's amazing. So creative.
I also love your business card that says Partner in Crime. That's very cute.
You know, I'm not into fancy titles.
Yeah.
You know, today I'm dressed nicely. I'm going to LA. If I represent the brand, I try to dress nicely. But I come from humble beginnings. You know, my parents immigrated here from nothing. My husband as well. No one has given us anything. We have always worked for everything that we have had and put our, you know, heart, sweat, and tear in growing in our corporate field. And when we transitioned into the wine field and doing the best we possibly can for this community and for our brand.
Yeah.
And so it's like I do a little bit of everything. So how can you add a title to that?
Right.
And I kind of want to showcase I have a personality. I can laugh. I can take a joke. I can forgive. I'm so human.
Yeah.
But definitely not pretentious at all. And I think that's why I fit in Paso Robles.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Hopefully it stays, I mean, this area. Hopefully this area stays that way. So I can see it evolving.
Definitely.
So you can accommodate up to 6 people.
Yeah.
And what are you open every day or only certain days? I know it's appointment only.
Definitely. So we're primarily appointment, especially that we've transitioned into harvest. And also since my quantities are running low, but I'm super receptive either by email, by phone call, and by text. And so some people are like, hey, can you take me? We want to, first of all, make sure that we deliver in the customer service aspect.
Right.
You know, get to know you, and you get to know us. And so that's why we love one-on-one tasting. And so we highly recommend a tasting appointment. Our website's super, I mean, you can tell my husband and I are millennials because you can book an appointment there. And if for any reason you see a time slot that you really want but is not available, just reach out to me. Send me a call, a text, and I will be very responsive and squeeze you on in into somebody else's party. The more the merrier. But we typically are available Thursday through Monday from 11 is our first appointment to 3:30 is our last appointment. We always have flexibility. We're very consumer-based.
Yeah,
so if you need to come in a little bit earlier or a little bit later, like, just let me know. I can plan accordingly. And for our industry folks, because we understand our industry folks work the same schedule as my husband and I, we make ourselves available on Tuesday and Wednesday. I live 10 minutes from the winery, which is probably a good
helpful,
and a bad thing,
yeah.
Definitely. So, hey, you know, if I need to stop laundry for a quick second, come on down here and show people a good time, I will,
you know.
Yeah. It's all about being hospitable, and it's all about getting other people exposed to our brand, and that's what makes it so special.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
What is your tasting fee?
So it is $20 per person, and we comp it per bottle purchase. So
oh, that's really nice.
We actually are probably on the the lowest end that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, for sure.
We feel with the level of service that we provide, the level of wine, mm-hmm. that we just want you to leave our environment as brand ambassadors. We want to corrupt you to our brand and have you spread the word and tell others about us. So. Yeah. I believe I've done that with you, too. I hope I have, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
It's cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Is there anything else specifically that you want people to know about, like, your brand or you and your husband or anything like that?
I think the most important thing that I would love to convey is that it's a privilege for my husband and I to be doing this. You know, we could only do this if we have an audience, people to listen to us, people that want to come in. And, you know, if you have the ability to buy something. And so for us, it's special that we know all of our fan base. You know, it's like 99% of the consumers. I know your name. I know your face. Mm-hmm. Or my husband knows your name and knows your face. And so if you are interested in knowing a brand that would like to get to know you, come visit us. You know,
yeah.
We hope that we could be friends for life, and we plan to be doing this until we're 80. I know I can do my part. My husband may need a little bit of help when he's 80. But yeah, if you want to meet, you know, a small little operation with drive and passion, come and visit us for sure.
Awesome. And I think that sets you apart because there's a lot of places where people can go and be anonymous, mm-hmm. and that's nice in like some circumstances, but it is nice to like sit down and like really get to know the wines and know the story behind them and, mm-hmm. and feel like you've cultivated a relationship too.
Well, and it makes them stand out.
Yeah.
You know, like it's always, you know, we have...
wine is wine. There's good wine
so
everywhere.
We have so much wine at home and it's like you pull out a bottle and sometimes you're like, oh, those people are so nice. And other times you're like, all right, this will do. Like, and I think it kind of... you know, if you can get somebody emotionally mm-hmm. as well as have really good tasting wine, like mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. a lethal
combination.
Yeah.
Which is why you're running out of wine.
Yes.
We hope to remedy it. We're making a little bit more, so bear with us, okay?
Yeah.
And if you're not on my mailing list, hop on my mailing list at topwinery.com and I encourage people. That way they know about us. We do some traveling events. We're Angelinos, so a lot of our events that we do off our air in Los Angeles. So I have a really cool wine dinner happening at Bruce Chris Steakhouse in Woodland Hills. Super excited to partner up with them. And a couple of other incredible restaurants in Los Angeles that we'll be able to partner up and do some wine dinners down there.
Yeah.
So then we do local events too. We've partnered up with Cordant Nail on a one-night event. We've been at the Pony Club. We've poured at Psalm's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in knowing where we go, sign up to our website for sure.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, we will. We'll have to make sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are all really good places.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, we'll go to LA.
Yeah, we'll go to LA anytime.
We've been trying to like find a reason to go.
I'm always looking for an excuse to go to LA.
Yeah, you'll eat well, you'll drink well, and
I lived in Santa Barbara for a few years, and when I lived there, I went to LA all the time. Mm-hmm. And I love LA. Like sometimes it gets like a bad rap.
Okay.
And I get really annoyed because I'm like, it has everything. Like,
oh,
it's just a little more spread out.
It really is. I'm an Angelino, so it's like LA's in my heart.
Yeah.
But the other part of my veins are Paso because I live here now. So I miss it, but I'm so happy that I'm out here and we don't have traffic.
Right. Like, there's a tractor on the road. Get out of my way.
Or this darn wild turkey.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Can you pick up the pace, please, little turkey?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm always the loud one.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Anyways, loved that place. That wine, every single, we tasted three wines, and, like, I wanted three bottles of each.
Right.
Which I can't have, because they keep selling out of stuff.
I know.
But it was all genuinely delicious.
Yes. Very, very good. I love their story. I love that, it sounds like her husband is kind of like this, where...
savant?
No. Like Beethoven, where like...
Wouldn't that be like a savant?
No, like a, well, she mentioned Picasso as well, but where...
Prodigy.
Prodigy! There we go. A wine prodigy. I mean, like, one vintage under his belt, and I think this is their fourth, she said? Her fourth
vintage?
No,
it was more than that.
Six?
Eight, maybe.
No, I think she said, it was between four and six, for sure. Okay. It was on the lower end of, like, 10, where I was very surprised.
Oh, okay. It's delicious.
Yeah.
He's doing very, very good job.
And I love that she was talking about how, like, they were doing 10 years of research without knowing it. But I think that's a really important piece of it, right? Like, you can involve the background and everything, but you also, like, drinking a lot of wine and, like, tasting a lot of wine is a big part of figuring out what you like and what you want to make.
Yeah. No, I didn't meet him. She made it sound like they are just... very down to earth, genuine, enjoying what they're doing, having fun doing it together. Like, even though they're not from Paso, they definitely sound like they've made it home here.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, a part of the community and just really, really nice. Like,
yeah.
Genuinely enjoyed her.
Yes, for sure. I think that they are going to grow substantially in the next decade.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, still continue to be one of those places where it's hard to get your hands on the wine.
Yeah.
It's going to be sought after.
Yeah.
So get in now, people. Go visit them.
Go visit. I think the wines were like maybe average $60 a bottle.
I think all the ones we tasted were $62.
Yeah. I'd pay $62 for it. I thought it was really good.
Tasting
fee was only $20 and waived with one bottle purchase.
Right, so it's really only $42 a bottle if you go taste.
That's worth it for sure.
Yeah.
But no, just, I have nothing negative to say. I think...
I mean, we don't usually say anything
negative. No, but, you know, sometimes I don't say anything negative, but I might think, like, oh, it was nice, but they could have done this better or that better. But I feel like they, you know, we walked in, it's in their, like...
production facility.
Yeah. And they have, which can be chilly, so on the chairs they had blankets,
yeah,
which
really
I thought
nice
was, like, thoughtful and thinking ahead. They had water, they had spit cups, they had their little notebook. Like, everything was just very detailed and thoughtful.
Yeah. No, absolutely a great experience.
Definitely go there.
Definitely go there. Keep in mind, she said she can accommodate up to 6 people. I think that would be a perfect amount. I would even say, like, maybe 4 would be...
Yeah, I think 4 would be nice.
4 would be the max I would want to taste.
Just because it would get noisy.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's more intimate, you know, having less people. Sometimes when you get more than 6, people, like, end up having side conversations.
Oh, for
and then,
sure.
You know, it's just, like, hard to stay focused. And I definitely think this is one of those more focused tastings, like, you're engaging with either her husband, whoever's pouring for you.
Yeah.
So you want to be there and you want to be present.
Yes. But definitely go there and be present.
Yeah. And then after you do that, you can check out their website, get on the mailing list, and then you can go check out our website and Instagram.
Do we have a mailing list?
We don't have I don't know why we would have a mailing list, though, is the thing.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I just didn't know.
We're not releasing any product. I mean, maybe down the road. But anyway, sidebar. We don't have a mailing list, so don't get on it. You can follow us, though, on Instagram and Facebook, but not in real life, because that would be creepy. We'll call the police.
Well, only if you're doing creepy things. If you're doing nice things, like leaving me flowers or bottles of wine, stalk away.
Okay. Depends on the kind of stalker methods they use.
I'm not that interesting. Like, nobody's actually going to want to stalk me. They'd be so bored. Like, Jamie's watching TV and drinking wine alone again. Like, this is so boring.
And then after you do all those things, continue listening to the podcast. We would love to get feedback from you. We would love if you left us a review and subscribed.
Yes.
That always helps us out.
Yes.
We did get some really good constructive feedback through Facebook.
And, yeah, thank you
so
to
thank
whoever
you.
That was. We appreciate it.
Yes, we are definitely looking into upping our production quality with having multiple microphones. So hopefully in the next few weeks you guys will hear improvements in that area.
Yeah. And that was something that I don't know I would have thought of. So thank you, people.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Bye.